What's up, lovey? This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And we're in another episode of the Thinky Thoughts. So this episode is about how to express yourself authentically around people who are still hiding. And I know that sounds very loaded, right? Because it's not an easy way to start this there is no easy way to start this conversation, okay? And what I mean by expressing yourself authentically and with people who are still hiding, we all know that in order to be in society or be in, you know, a group, everybody has their, you know, formalities, you know, hi, how are you doing? Everyone's trying to be as positive as possible, keep the peace, and also stay bubbly, you know, and stay as happy as possible, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I find that to be a very healthy, you know, way to express, you know, yourself when you are in groups. And there isn't really anything bad to say about it. I just have this thing where I tend to be very silly. I tend to be very comedic. Not that I'm not serious, but even when facing a serious problem, I tend to be a little silly. And every now and again, it turns people off. Or even just being my authentic self, and not just me, there are other people who struggle with this too. Just being their authentic self and saying what is on their mind, rather than conforming to the formalities of our society or even in groups. You might be thinking that this is not a big deal, like we've heard all this before. However, there is a silent killer of relationships when it comes to this particular thing. To give an example, recently when I was speaking with a family member and they were talking about how, you know, like terrible the economy is getting, and a lot of things that they're going to have to prepare for. And I was agreeing with them, of course, right? I was trying to throw in my intellectual two cents and all that. But then I had mentioned the people who really are going to benefit, in my opinion, remember, this is my opinion, are people who are going to have weapons and are going to be aggressive. So you can stock up all the food you want. You can do all the things and be as safe as you want. But I let them know that it's like, hey, you know, if somebody happened to have a gun, you know, everything you stocked up is now theirs because they are now the, you know, the aggressive, you know, they are the alpha in the situation. They're able to now take over because they do, in fact, have something that you don't have, which can quite literally change your life in a second if you don't comply. Now, yes, that does sound very dark, and it is very dark. However, it's just the reality of the situation, right? And you're also still wondering, like, why is this important? Well, a lot of people who have evolved to the point where they express themselves authentically tend to turn off almost everyone they speak to or everyone they're around, because the authenticity and even the radiance of their intelligence, right, or even the radiance of their curiosity seems to be pushing against social norms. Now, I know I just gave you an example of having a weapon during, you know, an apocalypse or, you know, during a really bad depression time. And that's something that's talked about very often. However, I was also having a conversation with a previous coworker in regards to, you know, what would they do in a situation if they had been ganged up on. And this is a hypothetical. And I was telling them, like, hey, you know, maybe get some weapons involved. Like in my mind, I'm actually trying to solve the problem, right? Like, I'm wanting to solve it. And then the coworker gets turned off and they're like, oh, no, we don't want to talk about having weapons. Oh, no, that would just be so terrible. I was like, how is it terrible in a hypothetical world? Like, we're not actually doing it. I thought this was a hypothetical, right? Because it's almost as if when authentic people dig deep into their selves, they come up with more realistic solutions, right? More common sensual things, and actual, you know, real life situations, or just really explaining their intelligence. And it seems to be something that fights back, you know, society fights back against your inner intelligence. Because if it were to be that we had a depression, or if it were that you were getting, you know, jumped by a bunch of people and it's just you, in both situations a weapon would help. Right, that's just a no-brainer, right? That would be the easiest to go to if it was available to you. I say all this to say too is that the person with the weapon taking all of what you stocked up is assumed to be a bad person, right? But they are not necessarily a bad person. You would think that they would be more of a prepared person, or slightly unprepared but more practical person, right? It's kind of like, well, I didn't stock up like everybody else did, but I do have this weapon that will make people who have stocked up comply and give me what they have, right? So that is something that is seen as bad, it's seen as disruptive, it is shunned and it is looked down upon. But in the brain of an intelligent person, you've already calculated, well, in either scenario, it works, right? In either scenario, you come out on top. And isn't that what we want? And that brings me to my next point. Doing things for yourself. Doing things that are self-motivated or self-serving seem to be something that authentic people express very often. And you don't have to be hurting anyone. You don't have to be manipulating anyone. It's just when the question is asked, hey, you know, do you want to go to this family function? And you say, no, because I don't like anybody there, should be an acceptable answer. It's not. And people go, well, why don't you like anybody there? It doesn't really matter why the person doesn't like. The person has declared their self-serving motives to stay away out of that situation for the betterment of their day or their mental health. And that doesn't sit well with society. It's kind of like you're supposed to do things that you don't like that hurt you so everyone else around you feels comfortable. Okay? This whole episode now just feels like a rant, and I hope all of it, if not a little bit of it, made sense to anyone that's listening. Okay, and the expression of authenticity seems to be very unacceptable to society, right? It seems to be as if society programs you to be of a hive mind, to be of a certain type of personality. Like, oh no, we don't talk about that. And you're just kind of like, who's we, right? Like when you are entering a group space and someone is asking for your opinion and you give it and it's not what they wanted to hear, it's so much pushback, right? It's so much, oh, there's something wrong with you. When there isn't anything particularly wrong with you, they just don't want to investigate further on how it makes sense or how they could validate it. Instead, they'd rather just argue against it. Is anyone else having this happening to them the deeper they get into their spirituality, right? The deeper you get into yourself, when you get to learn yourself so much better that people don't want to accept you how you are because it's almost as if your authenticity speaks to their authenticity, but they're still hiding theirs and you're not, and you're brave enough to actually just express it and talk about it. You know, like, it is interesting how when I talk to some family members about sex and they kind of get a little, like, you know, they get a little red in the face and I don't understand why. And they're just like, oh, you know, it's just not, we don't want to talk about it. I'm just like, well, you do know I have three children, right? Like, they didn't just spring from my imagination. Like, there was sex involved, right? Like, why can't we talk about this? We are adults. Why can this not be a conversation? It's something that happens. You're going to be really upset about what Adam and Eve did to get their two sons if you want to be religious and, you know, and like that. But I'm mostly curious as to why people are so offended and ashamed and uncomfortable having authentic conversations or having very, you know, very much, you know, realness brought to any, you know, situation, conversation, you know, in order to, you know, prepare or benefit or, you know, really get an answer. Like, I just feel society lacks so much of the authentic self. And like I said, again, this might not be news to anybody that's listening. However, you know, it's just a thinky thought that I had. Maybe there's somebody who is going through this right now and don't have anything to validate them. You know, it's really difficult as a 37-year-old woman, and it's not just my family. It's, you know, it's some people that I've been around and people I don't even know that I've been around, and I can't seem to find an adult who really, really will have those conversations, like those raw conversations, or just speak their mind. And yes, it can be scary at times, and yes, it can be, you know, maybe too forward, but I don't know. Like, maybe it's because I just don't like the dancing around the bush type thing, where it's kind of like, if you're smart enough, you kind of know, like, what people want and what people want to hear, right? And it's also it's combating whether or not we can solve the problem, or we are just stuck in these formalities pretending like we just solved the problem. I oftentimes feel like I just agree with people because it's like they're never going to get it. It's like it just shows and feels how very unevolved people are. Which is sad, because it doesn't take much to evolve. We really just have to get past this, what people think about me, you know, block. And then after we get around that, you know, we'd be open to so many solutions, open to so many things, and a lot of realness, you know, instead of lying about, you know, who you have feelings about, because it's like, oh, well, I'm supposed to have feelings for this person because we share an idea, or we share a race, or we share, you know, a profession, or whichever it is, right? I'm really tired of seeing humans and people just going in circles. I feel like it's just time to just really pop that bubble at this point, where instead of us trying to be so formal and so fake that, you know, the deeper I go into myself and, you know, my spiritual path, and even when I'm helping others with their spiritual path, I feel as though authenticity really is what helps us vibrate higher. It helps us manifest a lot better, right? Like, you're not going to pray to God and, you know, give him a fake prayer. Like, hey, you know, I would really like, you know, a raise at work and this and that, and I'm pretty sure that is what you would want. But like, deep down inside, it's just like, God, can you please just remove my supervisor, because they don't like me, and if they keep hanging around, like, I'm never going to get this promotion, right? Like, that's the real prayer. The prayer is like, can we get rid of Jeff, right? Like, can we just find a way to just, like, tiptoe around Jeff, you know, get him out of here, or maybe get me away from him, you know, that way we can just, you know, put this plan into play, because he's clearly the only obstacle, right? So just tell me what you think about that. Just having a little think you thought. And let me know how you feel about it.
So
tell me what you think.
I might have lost the plot by just kind of diving deep into just what my family thinks, and when it comes to just talking small talk. Let's talk a little bit bigger, okay? So when it comes to religion and spirituality, there's also a lot of social blocks even with that, okay? Mostly because I dabble in the the light arts, right? I dabble in the dark arts. I mention, you know, spooks and ghosts and demons and devils and familiars and, you know, exorcisms and stuff like that, and poltergeists, all of the deep, dark, paranormal things that people are generally afraid of, haunting, you know, houses or graveyards, possession, all the things that are involved in spirituality as a whole that cannot be, I wouldn't say understood, but accepted by regular society. It's almost as if they don't want it to exist, and when you bring up its existence, they are now judging you personally for those deep, dark things to exist. The reason why I bring that up, because in my family in particular, I have a very religious family, and I mean, like, I'm like one out of three people scattered across 100 people in my family who are not religious. Okay, and that's a very, very small odds. Okay, and we're not afraid to talk about these things because they obviously exist, and we are not afraid of its existence. And when I bring it up, when I bring up paranormal things, when I talk about, you know, devils and demons and stuff like that, it almost seems as though it's like there's some, they feel though there's something wrong with us because we go there, or we go that far, or we study that, or we get involved in that. And it's almost as if they want to blame things happening to you on that. Like the biggest cliche in Christianity versus spirituality is when a Christian says, well, I don't play with that stuff, right? Well, we're not playing either. Us spiritual people, we're not playing. We're diving into it. We're not making deals with anything. We are studying. We are learning about it. We are seeing the patterns on how these deep, dark things affect us in regular life, in everyday life, when people put curses on you, or, you know, generational, you know, hexes, or you know, just revenge and all that other stuff. These things exist because our human emotions exist to create these things. There's plenty of emotion out there to create happiness, light, and love. But there's also a good amount of energy that creates hatred, okay, and anger, okay, and death. And the fact that people like me and others who are not afraid of those things, we want to get closer and closer to these things to understand them, to understand, you know, and teach people that it's not as, you know, untouchable as you think it is. Yes, things should be separate, sure. And, you know, there is a risk of, you know, getting affected by those things. But, like, the thinky thought here is that people get upset with you because you're not afraid of those dark things, right? Like, it's a very strange way to maneuver society where you're not afraid and nothing is in particular is happening to you, because if anything is happening to you, it's the result of my own doing, not necessarily anything else. It's really of my own doing. I've had plenty of things in my life go wrong just because I lost my temper. Nothing else. No demon possession, no nothing, right? And it's almost as if, like, you're looked down upon and you're looked at, you know, as being this terrible person because of the fact that you're not afraid of these things. Because the outright, you know, goal is to tell people, hey, you should not be afraid. You should be knowledgeable. Because some people think that even learning about these dark demons is a bad thing. Like, oh, I don't even want to learn about that. In my egotistical mind, I'm just like, well, all those demonic things know about you, right? So why wouldn't you want to know about it? You know, if you're going to share a house with someone, you should know about the people you're living with. And it's the same thing as living in this dimension, living in this, on this planet, living in this galaxy. These things exist in our dimension and in our galaxy. We should know about everything that's around us. It is important, in my opinion, right? So that was just the thinky thought I was having, because it is authenticity when you want to go dark, and it's authentic to have dark thoughts, to have, you know, malicious thoughts and evil thoughts. You don't have to act upon them, but it's not unnatural to have them. So when you tell somebody like, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind if I could punch this person in the face, that doesn't mean you're going to actually do it. But the fact that you had that feeling, we've all had that feeling about someone or another in our life at some point. And the fact that people in society treat you as if like you're not supposed to have those kinds of feelings. You're not supposed to have those thoughts, you know, and it to me, just like when I lost the plot earlier, I feel like religion has lost the plot of the fact of spiritual, you know, superiority, where it's not considered spiritually superior just to constantly worship a god. Shouldn't you be some type of smart or knowledgeable or aware? Like how strong would you be serving your boss constantly, knowing nothing about your boss, knowing nothing about the people that the other people he employs, right? You're just fixated on just serving him, and you don't know about all the other people around, all the other creations he has made, right? Wouldn't that be a better way to serve your boss, right? Like, doesn't that make sense? Please let me know. And next time when I lose the plot in a point, please somebody stop me. All right, take care.